This is WRFI News. I'm Celia Clark. The artist known as Lost Cat died in April. His name was Gavin Mahoney, and he was 55 years old. Mahoney was best known for the many stick cat figures he painted around the city. Shortly after his death, friends, admirers, and fellow artists put on a memorial art exhibition. And in July, a sculpture was installed downtown in his memory. I spoke with a few of his friends at both events. Here's some of what they said about Mahoney's life and how they'll remember him. The gallery at Art House on Cherry Street in Ithaca was buzzing with activity early this summer. Dozens of people gathered for the opening of an exhibit to honor Gavin Mahoney. Lost Cat images by Mahoney and works by about a dozen other artists were on display. They included Angels by one of his closest friends, Tony Seidel.
The more I looked into the Lost Cat and asked him questions and stuff, the more I saw the genius in it. 'Cause it's such a simple little thing.
Seidel and Mahoney met in the 90s when they shared an apartment. They stayed close friends until Mahoney's death from an overdose this April. Seidel continues to reflect on the meaning of the Lost Cat to Ithaca.
We're in a city called Ithaca, which in the Odyssey is the island of lost souls. And a lot of people are transient that come to Ithaca through schooling or whatever, travel. Now Ithaca is known as one of the better places to live for those who work from home. And so you have a lot of people that have landed here that are kind of lost, you know, and alone. And the Lost Cat just, I don't know, people identify as a lost cat, especially here in Ithaca.
Mahoney was a kayaker and for years worked at Puddle Dockers on Cayuga Inlet. Seidel and others say he chose to live in the jungle. It's a homeless encampment in Ithaca's West End.
When he first started doing Lost Cat, Gavin chose to move into the jungle. He opted out of rent an apartment and build somebody else's equity. He wanted his own space, but not the frame of society. And the jungle offered a close-by relief from society so that he could remain working.
You can see Lost Cats all over Ithaca in different sizes and poses. Seidel says Mahoney created his own language with the drawings.
So he used like a hobo language. He would have the ears point in a direction. If you kept following them, eventually you would come across a huge one somewhere. And he used like the eyes to communicate, like safe place to get high, safe place to sleep, eat. But he also showed like cool hidden treasures around Ithaca.
Seidel and others say Mahoney would anonymously gift his art. Kirsten Dutcher is the owner of Hair Color Art, a salon in Press Bay Court in Ithaca. She's also a visual artist. That's how she and Mahoney became friends.
He just kept coming more and more often, and then every time he came in here, he always brought something or left something. So I have like little like trinkets and little Lost Cat pieces and stuff like that all over the place.
Caleb Thomas heads Ithaca Murals. It's a public art project in the city. He met Mahoney after getting a Lost Cat drawing anonymously. It was the first of many gifts from Mahoney.
He was an artist on the rise. I'm angry that he's not here. I'm angry about addiction. I'm angry that we didn't do enough, that we aren't enough as a community to hold him, that anyone dies from addiction, that anyone dies of poor life choices.
Thomas says Ithaca lost more than an artist when Mahoney died.
The jungle grew significantly in population during pandemic. And because he'd been there for a long time, I guess he knew he was able to hold the space and help people that were having a hard time, you know, whether it was through addiction, poverty, or just, he was a big helper over there, big support, was part of the support network. And he did that, you know, community-wide, you know, outside of the jungle, too.
In July, a statue was unveiled in honor of Mahoney and Lost Cat. It's a cat about 6 feet tall. Its ears point in opposite directions, and the body is made of the words Lost Cat. You can see it in Press Bay Court along Green Street. It was made by blacksmith Teo Aceto, and Seidel organized the fundraising effort to make it happen.
I think he would be really proud of the statue because he was really proud of the Lost Cat.
Celia Clark, WRFI News.